Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Joining us now here in the studio to talk more about the health issues surrounding this problem as the 2 million people in Greater Boston face their third day of the boil water order is WBUR's health and science reporter Sasha Pfeiffer. Good morning, Sasha.
Good morning, Bob.
We've been warned, as the governor did just a couple of minutes ago, not to drink tap water directly. You must boil it first for at least a minute, a rolling boil for at least a minute. But what happens if you do, if you accidentally swallow some while you're showering, for example?
Well, first of all, symptoms would probably take about 7 days to show up. But until then, there isn't really anything you can do.
There's no preventive medicine you can take, either prescription or over-the-counter?
No, there isn't. And even if you do catch some sort of parasite from drinking untreated water like Giardia or Cryptosporidium, some of these parasitic diseases don't require special medicine or treatment. Now, some of them do need an antibiotic or an anti-parasitic medication, but you'd want to consult with your doctor about that. What you shouldn't do right now is panic and race to the ER. Here's the state's medical director, Dr. Lauren Smith.
There's no reason for people who do not have symptoms but who think they may have drunk water to go to the doctor's office or to go to the emergency room. If you don't have symptoms, there's really no reason to seek out medical care at this point.
I guess she's saying that because the hospitals don't want to be overwhelmed with people who are the worried well.
Exactly. In fact, Dr. Smith says some ERs are already seeing the worried well come in saying they may have drunk the water and they need to be checked out. But she says there's nothing anyone can do to, quote unquote, check them out. So people should sit tight and watch for symptoms such as stomach cramps, diarrhea, nausea, or vomiting.
Well, what about in the hospitals themselves? How are they getting the water they need for patient care and sterilizing equipment and all that?
Well, actually, this is a little surprising. The Longwood Medical Area hospitals, meaning the Brigham, Dana-Farber, Children's, and Beth Israel, can actually use their tap water. That's because the MWRA was able to temporarily reconfigure the water pipes leading to those hospitals to help them out.
So they're not getting the water supply that could possibly be contaminated then.
Correct.
What about, is it just those four hospitals?
Yes, it's just those four.
Was that an accident of geography since they're clustered together in the same Longwood area?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It has to do with how the pipes run under the city. Now, hospitals on the other side of town, including Mass General and Tufts and Boston Medical Center, can't use their tap water.
What are they doing?
They've taken a bunch of measures to protect their patients. Those include using bottled water or saline solution for treating wounds and using sterile water for scrubbing into the OR. They also have big supplies of bottled water on hand. So for the most part, it's business as usual over there.
Backtrack for us a minute here. The health concerns come from the fact that water flowing out of most taps right now in the Boston area, which comes from emergency reserves, which haven't been treated the way our drinking water from the Quabbin usually is, right?
Yes, that's right. The water isn't going through its usual disinfection and filtration process. That's why people should be using bottled water or boiling their tap water for at least 1 minute before they drink it.
But as we've been saying, water coming out of the taps is still safe for showering and flushing.
Yes, for non-drinking purposes, tap water is basically fine. But here's Dr. Smith again, the state medical director, spelling out when you do need to use bottled or boiled water.
Any drinking, cooking, washing fruits and vegetables that you're going to eat raw, mixing infant formula or other liquids or drinks that you reconstitute from powder or concentrate, for making ice, for brushing your teeth, and for washing your hands.
She says that's especially important for people with compromised immune systems and for anyone who takes care of infants or the elderly.
Well, we're in the middle of the morning, or we're at the beginning of the morning, depending on when your alarm clock goes off. People are waking up. What about making coffee in your home coffee maker? Can you use tap water for that?
You know, Bob, Dr. Smith jokes that only in New England is that coffee question so very important. But it is getting asked a lot, and she says you should use bottled or boiled water in automatic coffee makers because those machines don't heat water long enough or hot enough to make untreated water safe.
Oh, that's a very good point. They don't actually, most of them don't actually boil the water. They just heat it up.
Apparently, yeah.
If symptoms take about 7 days to show up, as you said earlier, and if the boiled water order went into effect on Saturday, does that mean that next weekend we might see sick people in the Boston area?
We really don't know yet, but I was talking about this yesterday yesterday with Bob Zimmerman, who heads the Charles River Watershed Association. He certainly doesn't think people should be cavalier about this, but he's actually not that concerned about anyone getting sick.
Nobody can guarantee that it's 100% safe. On the other hand, the likelihood that somebody's going to get sick from it is very low.
You know, his comment gets at a point that the tap water right now isn't actually contaminated, at least as far as we know. It's simply untreated. And while that does pose a risk of illness, it doesn't mean you're going to get sick.
Right. The water could be completely fine. So Zimmerman says follow MWRA guidelines, just don't obsess.
If they say boil the water, boil the water. And when they say that it's safe to use that water again, that will probably come with some caveats like run your water for several minutes, you know, to flush out the pipes, and then we should be back to normal.
Zimmerman says he believes that by the time the boil water order is lifted, the MWRA will be 100% sure that the water is safe.
And we just heard, and as we heard from Governor Patrick just a few minutes ago, just before we started talking, there will be at least about 24 hours worth of testing that takes place before they can lift that order.
Right. They will make sure that system is thoroughly flushed out before they lift it.
WBUR's health and science reporter, Sasha Pfeiffer, thanks for coming in this morning and speaking with us.
You're welcome. Thanks, Bob.